The state has taken steps in recent years to try to reduce the practice of locking up young people for non-criminal offenses. As KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains, a newly passed law aims to phase out the use of detention for things like skipping school or running away.
Democratic State Senator Jeannie Darnielle says she became motivated to take on this issue when she found out Washington led the nation in incarcerating kids for status offenses. Those are offenses that only apply to juveniles, things like running away, skipping school, or breaking curfew. She says truancy, for example, is often the result of underlying problems.
It could be a failure to engage in the educational process. It could be that they're being bullied at school. It could be that they've got very, very sad and dangerous experiences in their homes.
Some judges had opposed the bill, arguing that detention is not ideal, but it's a necessary tool when young people fail to comply with court orders. Darnielle says the Washington State Partnership Council on Juvenile Justice will hold community meetings in coming months to hear from the public on possible detention alternatives. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.